The setting looks real. There's an exam table, medical charts on the wall, and a student in a white coat holding a folder looking a little anxious. He's about to deliver some really bad news to a patient.
So, like I said, I do have the results, and it is a little bit more serious than we initially thought.
The patients aren't real, and neither is the diagnosis, but it's a really convincing staging. A doctor tasked to deliver life-altering news struggles to strike the proper balance between professional detachment and genuine empathy.
When you break bad news, for example, to someone, you're really changing their worldview, sometimes in a dramatic way. And witnessing that and just being able to sit with it, it's hard. And medical students are young people.
That's August Fortin. He's taught medicine at Yale for nearly two decades. At the core of today's seminar is a technique called patient-centered interviewing. It was developed in the 1970s, but it's catching on today because of concerns about patients getting rushed along by busy doctors with heavy workloads. The technique outlines how to deliver bad news, ask follow-up questions, and create a lot of space for patients to share information about their support network and how they are feeling. Often, these interviews involve a lot of silence.
Yeah, and the rest of our lives, periods of silence mean this date's going really badly, right? But in the doctor-patient encounter, periods of silence can really just be respectful and tender and create space for the patient to ask really important questions or ask about something that's really scary for them.
Well, I think one of the most effective forms of communication is silence.
That's Charles Hayden. He teaches medicine at Harvard.
Beginning clinicians often have trouble dealing with that, not because they're defective, but because they've not yet come to acquire that skill set that says that sitting and listening may be the most powerful things to be done.
Hayden says medical students are too focused on the technical aspects of medicine.
But that's not the beginning and end of the story. They want individuals who can understand who they are as individuals, and very much factor that into their care.
During a typical bad news seminar, a student may encounter a woman who gets a cancer diagnosis and asks for an antidepressant, or a professional athlete who blows out his knee and worries about his career. Tough situations, which is why students can call time out to have their instructors help them through. August Fortin says these were seminars he would have loved to have had when he was in medical school. As a beginning clinician, he had to learn it all on his own.
People of my vintage didn't learn anything about it. What's exciting is that these skills are teachable. So even if a student may have less developed social graces and is less skillful interpersonally, they still can improve their skills. So that gives us a lot of hope for medicine in general.
In 2015, the MCAT examination, which students take before entering medical school, will reflect these changes with more emphasis on sociology and psychology, on understanding science and people. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.